Okay, tonight is Monday night, October 15th. This is the Gemara share, learning Moed Katan. Still on the towards the bottom of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph.
Okay, Rabotai. Before we continue the Gemara, I'd like to just read, perhaps even reread, some of the Rishonim on last week's shir. We're up to Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. So if you'll take the sheets for a second, we'll start on page 1. This is the Rush, who cites the Ravid continuously on this particular sugya, and the Ravid says it's bracketed about two-thirds of the way down. Kosav ha-Ravid Zal. Yesh mefarshim, she'im niduhu shlosha. If three people put somebody into nidui, tzarech shlosha lahatiro, you also need three people to be matirit. Ve'ein hashnayim mehen matirin oso. And two of the three cannot be matir. You need all three present in order to be matir the neder. Ve'ze vadai kenhu. And this is undoubtedly true. Disanya be'evil rabasi, we learned in Maseches Evel, meis echad min haminadin, if one of the people who put someone into nidui died, im nasan rishus l'chaveroi matirin oso, if before he died he gave permission to any of the other two, then the other two can be matir the neder, the nidui. The imlav, a matirin oso. But if the person who just passed away did not necessarily grant permission to the other two to be matir him, then he remains in nidui. He remains in nidui. Umihu, however, Hevele lameimar hani tlosa demishamte tzricha lemishriye. He should have said it quite simply. He didn't have to go through this whole long song and dance. Just say it concisely. What would you say? Hani tlosa demishamte, the three people who put him into nidui, tzricha lemishriye, have to release him from it. You don't have to go through these long song and dance. If there were three and then one dies, just say it simply. Elavadai hachi perusha. Kol echad ve'echad bifnei atzmo mefir chelko. What was meant based on the elaborate type of a scheme, meaning that each one of the three could be mefir his chelek. V'lo tzlrichi lemichnif. They don't have to get together, assemble. Knufia is to assemble. They don't have to assemble in order to what? To release the neder. Each one can do so independently. V'af algav deshamtu b'hadi hadadi. Even though when they put him into cherem, all three of them were there together. Lo tzrichi bahadi hadadi lemishriye. In order to release somebody, you do not have to all three be together. Why don't you have to be all three together is a good question. It's a good question. And he doesn't really offer a piece of logic. But he says, he's going to try to prove it. V'diyek, and the inference, what he said, was from Midiktani chelko, chelko. That it says Kol echad bifnei atzo mefer chelko. So if it says that he can release his portion, it generates the impression that he's not standing with the other guys. Exactly. He's not standing with the other person. Alma mifliga milsa lichakim. Apparently, we split the entire nidui, the shamta, and it's not one issue as typically in the case of a bezdin. When a bezdin issues a decision, normally you have to have all the dayanim present at the time. You can't have one dayan making a statement in Chicago and two dayanim here in New York. It doesn't work that way. They have to be bifnehem. However, in the case of a nidui, even though it emerges, it starts with three people of a bezdin putting him into nidui, nonetheless, the release of it, again, doesn't offer powerful evidence. He's playing on that one word, chelko. But you can release somebody without the other two. Inami, alternatively, not necessarily from that word, chelko, dieik, taima demes. The reason why the shamta cannot be removed unless the third one who just died, is because he didn't give permission. But that's, now what precludes any further releasing of the neder? Loyalini is not here anymore. So that's the reason. However, inference, ha'im holach limedinas hayom, mefer. If the third one is not here, not because he's pushing daisies from the bottom up, that he's dead. No, that's not the reason. What is the reason? Because he's out of town. He's across country, across the sea. Under those circumstances, Mayfair. He is permitted to be Mayfair. So you'll send him a text and tell him, you know what, the guy came to us, he apologized, can you please release your nether? Afalgav, the lesnu behadeh hadadi. Even though the third guy is in Europe, he still can participate in the release of the neder. The chain piresh gaon. And so too did the gaon. It's usually Sadia who rush and Ravid quote. It's usually Sadia gaon. So the gaon, Sadia gaon, said the same thing as well. The hod de omar, tlosa de shamte, tlosa de shamte, Ditlosa achrine sharule, that which we say that three people who put him into nidui, three others can what? Be release him. Kasav harayvitzal, the beinon tlosa chashiv kavosai. Assuming you now are of the opinion that the three who put you in do not have to be the exact same three who release you, the Ravid makes a qualification. What type of other three can release you who are at least as significant as the first three? The Be'inon, Tlosa, Chashivi, Kavosayu. At least as Choshuv as the first three. And this, again, is incredibly difficult to evaluate. Sure, if the first three were, well-known Amaratzim, the next three were Talmidei Chachamim, it's not hard to evaluate that. But when you're dealing with a Bezdin, who are of scholarly people, how do you know that the next three people happen to be a scholarly? It's a very difficult thing to judge. Very difficult how to judge such a thing. But that's a Ravid famous Shita, that if we are going to allow and paskin against Abaye, remember it was Abaye who said the three who put you in have to release you. It was Amemar and others who said no, that someone else can release you. Says the Ravid, even if you don't want to paskin like Abaye, it has to be as chashuv as the first three. And that's always the issue, not only here. The issue always exists when you talk about a Bezdin Gadol B'Minyan U'B'Chachma. That if a Bezdin makes a Takana, not derives a Halacha from an inference in a Pasuk, as the Rambam tells us in Hilchas Mamrin, Bezdin HaGadol has a right to use any of the Midot Shehatorah Nidrashas Behen and make up Halachot based on them. They have that right. And another generation of Tamidei Chacham, another Bezdin, 100 years later, can say, I don't like their pshat, the way they read into the Pasuk. They have a right to override it, and they don't have to be any greater scholars than the first one. However, if Bezdin makes a takana, under those circumstances, the only way to override it is to be Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma U'B'Minyan. So Minyan, I understand, even though the most a Bezdin can be is 71, so all Rishonim say it means more Talmidim. If you have a number of a greater number of Talmidim, that makes you somewhat Gadol Mimenu B'Minyan. But how do you judge Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma? Who gives, who gives a B'China? It's hard to know that. Here too, I don't know who would make that determination under those circumstances. Yeah. And he says, we'll learn it in another blot or so. There, the Gemara says that there was no one else, there was no one on the level to compare to those who put him into Shamta. There was no one on that level. Therefore, unfortunately, they had to consider keeping the Shamta. If you go to page number 2, there are 3 comments of the Ritva that I'd like to look at. Again, 2 of them in the name of the Ravid. Apparently the Ravid had a lot of expertise in this particular sugya. So others say, why is the Ravid something? Because the Ravid was not a very tolerant person. People say that. And he was putting people into chayrim all the time. So he had somehow an expertise in this particular topic.
Didn't he want to put the Rambam in chayrim?
What? Yes, he wanted to put the Rambam in chayrim. That's correct. He didn't. No one let him. That's the issue. But he wanted to. The Oid Kosov HaRavid on the middle of the page. Ha da amrinan b'menuda stam shehu chaya b'dinei menuda. That which we say that anyone who was just simply put into Nidui is obligated to follow all of the laws of Nidui, it's dafka b'menuda lebezdin shehu menuda lechol adam. It's only when somebody has been formally put into Bezdin because of a reason that halachically demands that you be put into Chayrim. Which ones might though be? And he says, Mishum Dilo Osi Ladina, he never came to Bet Din. Somebody who refuses to come to Bet Din is put into Chayrim. Oh, Dilo Tsayis Dina, or he didn't follow a Bezdin Psak. Oh, La'af Karusa, or if he made Chayzik, he was mezalzel about a Bezdin's decision. He publicly mocked and ridiculed it. Oh, Lidvar Avera. Or if somebody was put into Chayrim because he was an Avaryan. He constantly violated an Avera, and Bezdin said, I'm warning you, next time you do that, we're going to put you into Chayrim. And he did it anyhow. Bein Sheniduhu Bezdin, Bein Sheniduhu Kol Adam. If any of those reasons were the source of the Nidui could be created by Bezdin, of course. But also, if all people seem to say, you know what, we're treating this person as if he's been put into Nidui because he didn't give his wife a get. And that's, he was against, Bezdin said he should. Shaharei Niduyav shaveh bechol shaveh bakol bein le'iro bein le'iaracheres va'afilu le'nasi. If somebody is put into cherem because of any of the aforementioned reasons, such a person, it's not only to his city. If you remember last week, we spoke about somebody who is in this city, but not to somebody else. That's not for primary reasons of putting somebody in the cherem. When do we limit the cherem? That's if he, he was mevaza a Talmud Chacham. So then we have a lower, a lower standard. So he can only be minudeh for this city if he's a if it's all of Am Yisrael, but the Nasi's not included. But any of the real meikar hadin reasons to put somebody into nidui, that applies to everybody, even to the Nasi. Kigon zeh vaday asur bechol dinei haminuda. He's all of the laws of Nidui. All of those that we said. No haircut. All of the laws of Avelus, that whenever we carried over a law of an Avelus to Nidui, they all apply. Aval, b'minuda lichatzain. This is the phrase used by all Rishonim. If somebody isn't put into Nidui only halfway, what does that mean? Kigon hatalmid shenido lichvodo. A Talmud, not a Rebbe, not a member of the Sanhedrin, but one of his Talmidim. This guy was not very nice to, so the student, put the guy into Cherem. V'chein minudal ira cheres, kevon she'eino minudal akol, eino asur b'dinei ha-minuda. All of the guidelines that the Gemara has been teaching us for the last a block and a half, of the carryover from Avelus to Nidui, doesn't have any effect. It's not included. Elo shebnei adam mirachakim mimenu kidei levayshoi. The Nidui is expressed by people staying away from him in order to humiliate him. Aval Avelus ein olav lechatzoin. There is no such thing as Avelus when it's only a Talmud putting in and a community, and not one of the major reasons to, there is no Avelus. So it only expresses itself in keeping your distance from the person, but all of the carryovers from Avelus, that he should be prohibited to have marital relations, that he should be prohibited to wear shoes, all of the Gemara went through every single Isur Avelus and transferred it to Nidui. Aval Avelus ein ov lechatzoi. Ad kan lishono. This is all the Ravid speaking. V'yesh omrim, d'ha d'ibayon le'el minuda mahu b'tash mishamita, b'chayhai mayri she'ein minuda lakol. When the Gemara asks, is a menuda usur in marital relations or not? Under those circumstances, it's in that case, where the Gemara is asking only a question and actually said there is no isur of marital relations, that's talking about she'ein menuda lakol. The ilu b'menuda lakol, if he's obligated for every citizen to treat this guy benidui, pshita the harchaka gemura ba'i v'afilu livnei beso. Then you need, if you remember the discussion, that do the people of his own family have to stay away from him? So the Ritva reminds us that if the guy is in a real nidui, the answer is yes. Not only outsiders, but your own family is not permitted to engage any contact with you at all. Fine. Now that's but the Rush is quoting the Yesh Omrim, and he doesn't believe this. The Eino Nachon Klal. I don't think this is right at all. The Hahi, the Ha, the Hahi, Bayilel, Besugya Istam Menuda Itmar. That sugya about having marital relations is in the middle of the sugya of someone put into regular nidui, not somebody in this halfway house. That's not true, says the Rush. Ela hatam k'moshe kosavnu lamala she'ein hanidui al b'nei beso min hastam. I don't necessarily agree that members of one's own family are concluded in part of the nidui. We mentioned it was a machlokes of rishayim. Here the Rush is saying, I disagree. Some rishayim believe that every single member of your family, in addition to all of us, and the Rush says it's all of us, but not your family, your wife, your kids, they can speak to you. Your immediate family, correct. Point number two, Kosav Harayvet Zal, Al Hoda Amrina Bahani Beit Losa de Mishamti, the Asu Tlosa Achrini Visharu, that which the Ravid said, that some hold that any Bezdin that puts you into Nidui, another Bezdin can release you, Nirali, Shekol Osan Shinimlichu Bahen, Bishas Hashamta, Vihiskimu Imahen, Gam Hein Nechshavim Min Haminadin Kimosam, Bitsarach minyan kimosam lahatiro. What does this mean? It's an unusual case. Yes, a bezdin was formed, but there were more people who were joining in to the formal bezdin discussion. So let's assume this guy was a real avaryan. He failed to listen to a bezdin's discussion. So bezdin is now meeting, and let's just imagine the way the Batei Din was set up is like Bizman HaMishnah. Often the Beis Din was conducted with what? With whom? Or what?
Talmidim.
All the Talmidim sitting there, exactly, 100%. And in fact, the Rav always believed that, take for example, certain people who are precluded from acting as a bezdin, on a bezdin. Okay? Gerim are not permitted to be on a bezdin. And yet, Shmai and Avtalyom were both gerim, and one was the Nasi, one was the Av Bezdin. That's the way the Zugot and the Mishnah and the first parak of Avos go. So how did he become the Av Bezdin? How did he become the Nasi if he was a ger? So the Rav said, all Rishayim talk about it, the Rav always suggested that when it came for the Shakla Vitaria to the discussion, of course, they were the greatest Talmidei Chachamim. And a ger makes no difference who you are. If you have what to say, your opinion is valued. Now, after the decision, after the discussion, what has to happen? They have to take a vote. Here, Shmai and Avtalyon had to step down, and two of the Talmidim were called up, sit over here, and you're going to now be one of the 23, one of the 71, whatever type of bezdin it was. Same thing is true with krivim. If you have two krivim, they can't be on a bezdin together. So they were there for the dialogue, and they would be disqualified. They would disqualify themselves for the vote. The Rav also believed that for Devora, when Tosfos tells us that that Devora from Sefer Shoftim, Shofta et Yisrael ba'eis ahi, as the Haftarah of Parshas Bishalach begins, it was the same thing. Yes, Devorah was a very incredibly bright person, but nonetheless a woman can't be on a bezdin. And because we learn out, kol ha-ra'ui leha'id, ra'ui ladun. It's a Mishnah in Maseches Nidon, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. Whoever is qualified to offer testimony is qualified to be a dayan. A woman cannot testify in a Jewish court. So therefore, the Rav believed for that particular issue, she could speak her piece, and then she steps down, and one of the baychiks come from the Talmidim. Fine. So if any of the Talmidim piped up above and beyond the three, says the Rush, those people are included in the number of the Minadin. It's not just three. It's now could be 18. And you would have to get 18 people to what? To release you for the nether as well. I don't know of another area of law where we would say that ancillary people who are in the discussion as to what's happening, suddenly, you know, they now become a factor. Well, I just don't know of another parallel, and I looked around a little, but but I couldn't see anything. But that's what the Rabbit says, that the Hiski went gam heim nechshavim min amenadin kimosam v'tzorich minyan kimosan lahatiro. You need a number that matches that number in order to be matirin. That's point number one.
See a little bit of edus when you have a kad of edim and they're all included.
What is that?
This idea that everyone's included, maybe in actual testimony of a kad of edim. Be 30 people on
top. Correct. That is true. In Eidus, we do find that. We find that. The Mishnah talks about Nimtza Echad Me'en Karav Apostle, Eidus and Betela. With Eidus, we do. It's a good point. Point number three, says the Ravid. Hada Amrinan Shma Mina Kol Echad Ve'Echad Meifir Chelko. Yesh miforshim sha'afal pi shenis kimu rov haminadin lahati ro. Even if the majority of the minadim have agreed to what? Release him from the neder. Einam yecholim lahati ro ad shiyaskimu kulam. Until all of them agree to it. All of them agree to it. In other words, there can't be any split decisions about this particular release of Beis Din. The Yesh Mefarshim, and this we saw in the Rush quoted by the Ravid as well, She'ein Sarach She'iskapsu Kulam Biyachad Lahatiro. They don't have to all gather together. Elokeva She'hefer Kol Adam Chelko B'hachi Sagi. As long as they released their portion, it's enough. They don't have to be all together. V'shaminon lo midiktani chelko eino mufar. His chelik is not released. Inference ha chelkom, but the others is mufar. Ilu hefir ze chelko v'afal pi shelo hoya biyachad v'zen nira nachon v'haloshon mityashevo. And the language seems to support it. V'afal pi kein hadin harishon emetu. Even though it all makes sense, I don't really accept this. The normal thing is that what? That a bezin's got to be together. And that, you don't allow people to not to be in bezin, not to be all together. But that was the Ritva's contribution. Now take a look at page number 3. You notice that the pages are numbered in order now. Yankees are out. And for the Giants, I'm embarrassed to put down a number.
You started with the number of wins they had.
What?
You started with
yes.
Alibi.
Yes. In the Rambam writes, "Bekama matirin hanidu oy hacherem." How many people are necessary to release somebody from nidu oy hacherem? Says the Rambam, "Bishlosha afilu hediotos." So tell me what we read tonight is the Rambam disagreeing with. That he doesn't have to be on the same level as the original three. It's just three hediotos. And if you're dealing with hediotos, they're ordinary people, not necessarily big talmid chacham, they don't have smicha, and that's okay. The yachid mumche matir hanidui o hacheim levado. And if there is one mumcha, one expert, under those circumstances, he can do it alone. He can do it alone. This happens to be something that the Rambam has blazed away amongst all Rishonim. There is a debate at the beginning of Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, whether or not, in certain monetary cases, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin starts off, Dinei Mamonos B'Shlosha. Gzelos v'chavolos b'shlosha. So the Gemara asked the question, why do I have to say gzelos v'chavolos? I just said dine mamonos b'shlosha. So the Gemara interprets in the name of Rabbi Avo, you have to read as if it said mahein dine mamonos b'shlosha. What are the cases, the monetary cases, that you need three? And whenever it says three in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, what are the three? Smuchen. Three smuchen. So the Gemara answers, only gzeilos v'chavolos. Inference, says the Gemara, hodos and havolos, plain loans and disputed loans don't require something. Either they don't require smicha, they don't require three, and the Rambam is the one who says that for dine mamonos, yachid mumche don bifnei atzmo. Many Rishonim disagree with him, but the Rambam says there as well, wherever you have three hedyotos, you can substitute with one mumche. V'yesh litalmid lahatir hanidu yachirim afilu b'makom horav. Even if the Rebbe is around, the student is allowed to go ahead and to be matir neder. Now take a look at the Ravid, Hasagas Ravid, Bekama Matirin Anidi, Omar Avraham, Ze Eino Kein. What the Rambam just said is incorrect. Elo Becheshbon Haminadin, Kach Tzorech HaMatirin, Ukechashivusan. We just learned this in the name of the Ravid. So the Ravid is being honest with us. He's telling us this. I agree. It's got to be the same number and at least the same scholarly level. The Efshar Kol Zeh Kishiyirtzu Lahatir Toch Zman HaNeder. Perhaps, says the Ravid, that my statement making this demand that it always be equal in number and at least in scholarship is only if they want to release the Neder in the middle of the 30 days. The Nidui. How long is a Nidui? Minimum 30 days. So now, if they want to release, because the guy came and said, I'll follow the rules of Beis Din, whatever it is. So, under those circumstances, you might need exactly the number and at least the scholarship. Avol kishi yashlim hazman, if the time limit has already expired, kol shlosha o yachid mumche matirin lo. Any of the three can, any three or any yachid mumcha can be matur the neder. Now, in this ravid itself, there is a submachloikis. When is it that after the zman, let's say 30 days, we will be matur neder? Is it A, only if what? The guy does tshuva. He does tshuva. Then, if not, keep him in the nidui for a couple of years, as long as it's necessary. Or do we say, no, that there is a maximum time for nidui. That's another machloikis within the words of the Ravid. And the proof, I think I mentioned this last week, the proof that you should operate with side B of the coin is derived from the halacha of punishment of batei din. Beis Din is obligated to give you, if you eat chazir, in the presence of two witnesses, and you are warned, what's the einesh? You get malchus. 39 malchus. Okay, they gave you malchus, and then you go straight to McDonald's. Okay, does that mean you have a right? And there were no witnesses this time. Do you have a right to give him another 39 or another 10 malchus because he hasn't done tshuva? The answer is no. Once Beis Din has administered its decision and it has been implemented, then the person can keep being rebellious, and now it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of him.
Is it side A or side B?
That's side B. Side A says, until he does tshuva, you keep him in the nidui.
Side B is 30 days. And
side B is 30 days max. Okay. So, yes?
Malchus is kapara. Nidui is not kapara.
Okay, that would be a very good svara for the other Rishayim who disagree. Correct. Malchus is for kapara. So once you got, but you can't get kapara if you're still, if you're oimei bimerdo, can't be mechaper. Everything. If you are chayiv misa, because you are mechal Shabbos, and you tell Beis Din, I don't care, I believe in chilul Shabbos, so then your death is not mechaper for you. Not mechaper. You'll go into Gehenna being a chote. The idea is, most people would say, if I'm already getting killed, might as well do tshuva to come upstairs as a as a free person. Yes.
With Malkus or other, that's the onish. Period.
That's correct.
Here, the onish, the 30 days is the minimum.
Okay, so that's subject to debate. That's only side A, 30 days is the minimum. Others say 30 days is the maximum, just like 39 malchus is the maximum.
Where would that, what's the marker for that?
That's the association which they make.
Doesn't it expire by itself then? What do you have to release those 30 days?
That's the question which they ask on it. If it's automatically, what do you need? So some actually say that. Some Rishonim say you don't have to be released from a nidui. Just expires after the 30 days and that's it.
Well, the Gemara tells us that stam nidui is shloshim yom. Obviously there are different versions of it.
That's correct.
So then depending on the situation.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Good. Now move to page number 4.
When all these different
things
are given.
No, we have to. One second. Page number 4 now is the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya. There's one Siman, Shin Lamed Dalet in Yoredeya, all about Nidui. That's the whole Siman. It's the only Siman around. So, look at the Mechaber in Seif Yud Zayin. Bamed dvarim amurim b'mi sheniduhu mipnei shebiza talmid chachamim. In the previous halacha, the Mechaber said that a Talmud can be put somebody into nidui. So now the Mechaber qualifies. When? Mipnei sheniduhu mipnei shebiza talmid chacham. Under those circumstances, even the most minor person in Israel, chayav hanasi v'chol Yisrael linhog bo nidui, ad sheyachzor b'tshuva midavar sheniduhu b'shvilo v'yatiru lo. So the Shulchan Aruch says that something must be released, and 30 days is only a minimum. If you were in nidui for what type of an item, for something upon which the obligation to put you into nidui is. You didn't listen to Beis Din, you were an avarian. And many cite the pasuk, which appears on page number 5, the next to the last pasuk in Mishle chapter 21. So Shlomo HaMelech says, "Ein chachma ve'ein tivuna ve'ein etza l'neged Hashem." There is no chachma, no understanding, no scholarship. Nothing is significant when you're doing something in opposition to God. Does anybody happen to remember a Gemara in Brachos that cites this? It's also cited in Yevamos. It's in the context of Shatnez. Anybody remember this? So in Brachos, the Gemara is talking about Kvodat Tzibur and things like that. So the Gemara says that if a person is wearing a garment which is Shatnez Mita Oraisa, and he didn't realize it when he put it on, and he finally realizes while he's on Times Square, he has to disrobe on Times Square. Completely, even if it means he's standing naked. And the Gemara asks, why? Whatever happened to Kavod HaBrios? Answers the Gemara, Ein chachma ve'ein tvuna ve'ein etza l'neged Hashem. When it comes, when a person is challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't give me anything. I'm not interested in anything. Just let him cooperate and stay away from the Isur. It's a very harsh statement for Chazal to make, but they make it. And here too, in relationship to somebody who's been put into Nidui. Even if a normal, regular Katan Shebi Yisrael. So everybody imagine yourself, who is the Katan Shebi Yisrael? Okay, whoever it is. Puts this guy into Cherem because he's violating a statement of Bezdin. Afilu Nasi Shebi Yisrael. The Nasi has to go along with it. Why? Because Ein Chachma, Ein Tvuna, Ein Eitza, Negan Hashem. This guy is challenging the authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by disregarding the Psak of Beis Din, and therefore nothing stands in our way, and everybody has to go ahead and follow in this spirit. Everybody. Which is, it's a powerful statement. A powerful statement. Yes. Now go to page number 6, which is the Shach on that particular. So the Mechaber had cited the Ravitz halacha that you require people to be at least as significant as the people who put him into Cheren. So now he writes, Kosav HaRavid BaHasagas Perek Zayin Ha DeBe'inon HaMatirim KiCheshbon HaMinadin UKiChashivusan. When do we need same number and scholarship? Hainu KiShibon LaHatir Toch Zman HaNeder Avo KiShiYashlim HaZman Kol Gimel O Yachid Mumche Matirin Lo. You don't need the same qualifications. Inami kishiniduhu yachid afilu eno mimcha al dvar avera kishiyashlim lo zman matirin lo kol gimel o yachid mumcha. Avol niduhu rabim srichim rabim kamotan lahatiro. So here it depends on who puts you into the nidun. If it's just one person or three people, okay, that's it. So you can just deal with one or three people. But if you have 50 people who put them into the nidui, then you need 50 people participating in the release as well. Then there is something that I wanted to show you about, what I started off with is, Rabbanim who want to maintain control over their Talmidim, and they would threaten to put them in Cherem if they decided to paskin against them. So on page 7, we have a tshuva of the Marik. And he writes, Al shekosav hara, yesh min harabanim, shirotzim lehistorer al hatalmidim yoser min haroi. There are some rabbis, rabbanim, Rosh Yeshiva, who would like to maintain control and mastery over their Talmidim much more so than it is appropriate. Ad ki ya'ale al datam lomar, shemi shalomad lifnei rav echad biyankuso, anybody who learned by a Rebbe, even when he was a little child, sheyihyeh le'olam kafuch Kafuf tachtav, that he should be forever subservient to that Rebbe, shelo lachlok alav b'shum davar, not to disagree with him at all. Filoot, ela afilu nischakeim achar kein hatalmid, v'nase shovelo o gadol mimenu, and if it happened that this Talmid outsmarts the Rebbe, or is his at least his equal, Amar Yomru de Azlinon Basa Miikara. They will say, let's check out when he was a little kid. When he was a little kid, was he as smart as I am? Of course not. The Hevele Talmud. Then he was a student who was subservient to me. So even if he's much smarter than him now, he grew up a little, he's smarter, he's wiser. Nonetheless,
is he talking psak or is he talking about disagreeing at all?
Talking about anything. Psak and air, and of course, maintaining kavod for him. Of course.
Right, but I mean, you can't have the Talmud not have discussion that where he challenges the Rebbe.
Okay, that's what's going to be part of Yom. We'll see. The damim yireh be'enei ha-talmid sheharav to'eh. If the Talmud has the impression that the Rebbe who's teaching him made a serious mistake, o she'asa shelo kehogen, or he paskened inappropriately or acted inappropriately, migazmim lohem, they exaggerate the following halacha: the hacholik al rabbo kecholik al ashchina. Anybody who argues with his Rebbe, it's like you're arguing with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's a Gemara in Brachos, Chaf Zayin Amud Beis, on the top of the page. That's what the Gemara says. If you cholek on your Rebbe, it's cholek al Shechina. Ukayose bedvarim halolo. K'may shekosav harav ba'orech. Hine, says the Marik, b'shekvar kosav elai kayotze b'davar hazeh, Gavra Rabba me Ashkenaz. I've gotten other such letters about from Europe of people complaining about Rabbeim who don't want to give Talmidim any latitude. But ani heshavti lo, and I responded at the time, shelefi ani azdati pashutu sheafilu im tinsolomar shehaya haTalmid kafuf leRabbo kol yamav kasha ola al datam. Even if you wanted to accept their premise, that what? That a student remains subservient to his Rebbe, as they quoted, Mikol Makom, nonetheless, says the Marik, Dover Pashutu, the Hainu Dafka Le'inyin La'amod Mipanav Kimelo Einav. This is only in demonstrating respect. So the halacha is, when a Talmud is sitting, and he sees his Rebbe at a distance, he doesn't wait till his Rebbe comes within Dalet Amos. When does he get up? As soon as he takes note of his Rebbe, even if it's a half a mile away. In that respect, I can understand it. Kedin Talmud L'Rav. O likroa olav kera she'eino mit'achet. Or, when the Rebbe dies, the student has to rip kriya, a type of a kriya which he never restitches. Mit'acheh means to restitch. That's the halacha by parents and a Rebbe. By anyone else who you're sitting shiv before, for whom you have to rip kriya, after the shloishim, you're allowed to stitch it up. For Avraham and Rebbe, you are never permitted to stitch it. So, in that respect, I would, okay, go along with it. Avol b'mili d'shmaya, but when it comes to heavenly matters, kigon shiroe rabo toe b'davar, b'dvar alacha, sheyesh chilul hashem, ein cholkin kavod l'rav. You give no honor to the Rebbe, and a student undoubtedly is permitted to disagree with a Rebbe, and he can't force him by putting him into cheirim, it's worthless. There's no reason under the sun to do that. Yeah. V'hevesi oz raya me'uvda de Rabban Gamliel de beperek tfilas hashachar. And I proved it from that famous episode in the fourth perek of Brachos of Rabban Gamliel against Rabbi Yoshua. Everyone knew that Rabbi Yoshua was much bigger Talmud Chacham than Rabban Gamliel. Everybody knew that. But Rabban Gamliel was the Nasi. And Rabbi Yeshua, when he paskined against him, so Rabban Gamliel, I'm not saying he was right the way he handled it, but he reasserted his authority, and we all know the story. He made him come with his money bag on a day which he considered was Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. And so,
who was the Rebbe who was the Talmud there?
What?
Who was the Rebbe who was the Talmud?
Rabban Gamliel was the Rebbe and Rabbi Yeshua was the Talmud.
So how was this a riot thing?
Because everybody showed Rabban Gamliel they did the wrong thing.
Oh, because they punished him after.
They punished him after. Threw him out. They took away his Nesiut. Everybody should know that. So, yes.
Are you not allowed to show Kavod? I mean, so when Rabban Meir, are you not allowed to show your Kavod to the Rebbe if you're making a mistake?
Yeah, you're not allowed to withhold your decision. You have to say it respectfully, but you're not allowed to withhold your decision if you believe your Rebbe is making a mistake. Not allowed to. Because, again, Ain Eitza Ben Chachma Dvina Negan Hashem. If the halacha is wrong, you point it out, you bring it to his attention. So some here, the Marik was saying, some Rabbanim, and it's elaborated in other tshuvas as well, that the method which they wanted to cause that the student listen is by threatening to put the Talmud into Cheirim. And the Marik, you know, was said that's kind of ridiculous. And if you flip on the flip side, you have the Radbaz. He writes at the beginning, "Odiacha dati." I'll let you know. Al nashe amru she'ein talmid rasha'i lachalot al rabo v'chi im yeshlo rayot berurot lama lo yachalot v'alo mitzino harishainim shechilku al rabo. Every rishon who had a had students. The Ramban had many great students. The Ritva was a student. The Rashba was a student. The Ran was a student of his. He had many students. And there are many times where the Ritva argues with the Ramban. That's what learning is all about. That's what all this learning is all about. Yeah. Tshuva emes ki harishonim cholkim shaharabenu hakadosh cholak alavi val rabbi bekama mekomos. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi argued with his father, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, many a times. Many times. Chayn nimtzoyim ba'amorayim. Ravahoyo cholek al Rabba ba'nachmeni, who was his Rebbe. B'kama mekomos. B'chayn ha'rash ba'zal al-haramban. B'chayn ha'rash al-harama. B'chayn b'chol dor v'dor. V'yachol lachlik olav b'chayav b'rayos terech masu matan. Don't
challenge him publicly in his own yeshiva. That's not, you're supposed to have derech eretz. But to disagree, no problem whatsoever.
Intergenerationally, how come an Avro how come an Avro was able to argue with a fine?
That is, okay, that's not because he's not allowed to. There was an acceptance. Since the Tanoim had smicha and the Amoraim did not, they voluntarily gave up their right to collect. But theoretically, they could have. And in fact, many point out that there is also an agreement that Achroinim would not argue with Rishonim. And most of the time, that's true. Except the Gaon said, I couldn't care less what most people say. I think they're wrong and the halacha is against them. Because there is no isur upon the Gaon in the 1750s from arguing with a Rambam. He does it often.
The first Amora was allowed to. Who was the first Amora they allowed
to? Rav is called Tano Pali.
Right.
That's correct. Rav Tano Pali. But all the other Amoraim somehow, gave up the right. But there's no isur al pidin. So, this idea of cheirim was something that was used quite frequently, and they really liked. And here, the Marik and the Radbaz say nothing to talk about.
During these things, there's two ideas here about that has to be the based in and the based in, and the idea being the same people or not the same people. Is it either one or the other in terms of the same people, or those two different sides of the?
No, it depends. According to the Rambam. We don't particularly need a Bezdin the second time. He said, Shlosha Hedyotos.
Is there anyone who says, so when we're talking about the person who dies, that person must also hold, you need those same three people.
That is correct.
So that is not a universal opinion.
That is correct. That's a Abaye's opinion.
It's all mixed up in there.
That's correct. Okay, let's take let's move on a little Gemara. So we're on Tezayin Amud Aleph. It's about 10 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. There's a dot before Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Ein nidui pachos milamid yom. A cheirim shamta is not less than 30 days. Ve'ein nizifa pachos mizayin yamim. Ein nizifa Pachos Mechai Zainyam. So Rashi, take a look at Rashi on the side. Nizifa is Ge'ara. What does it mean? Lig'or? What? To scream at. So sometimes somebody did something wrong, and they didn't necessarily put him into Cherim, but what happened? They were angry with him, and they raised their voice against that person. So that person, it's not really in Cherim, but all of the people who heard the Rebbe be Goer on that person, they're supposed to stay away from him for 7 days. Supposed to stay away from 7 days. The afal pi she'ein raya ledavar, zecher ledavar. Even though there is no actual pasuk that teaches us that shamta and nidui is 30 days, there is a hint in the Torah. Shine emar, that nazifa is 7 days. The aviha yorak bifaneha haloti kolaim shivat yamim. This is at the end of Parshas Paloischa, where Miriam speaks against Moshe Rabbeinu, and she is isolated for 7 days. Isolated for 7 days. Now, virtually all Rishonim ask a question which you should ask on this Gemara. Why was Miriam isolated for 7 days? Because Moshe Rabbeinu screamed at her? Because she had tzaras. And by tzaras, the pasuk says, Bodod Yeshev Michutz LaMachaneh. So what is the Gemara trying to prove from this case that Nazifa is considered only for 7 days? First of all, who screamed at her? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't scream at her. The Rabbeinu Shalom maybe screamed at her. Okay, so coming a riot from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Okay. But we know why it was 7 days. Because she developed tzaras. What should you do? So, that's number one. That's number one. And number two, why didn't the Gemara try to bring some type of a zecher that what? That nidui is 30 days. How come they only looked for nizifa is shiva yamin? Why didn't they look for something of a source that... So is there anything that you can come to mind in the Torah that might be a zecher and it was done, lasted 30 days? Anything that you can remember?
Zeros.
What?
It's done zeros.
Yeah, but an episode that may have taken place. You're looking for... Yeah, that's true. But I mean something where there was an interaction... Who somebody had to interact with somebody, and he was the decision was 30 days. Anybody remember anything? Yeah, there is something. I remember seeing it. I just forgot to make note of it, but there is something. Okay. What? Oh yes, that's it. From Parshas Bahaloischa.
Same Parsha.
Where the Slav, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that what? It's going to come out of your nose already. That's something that was like an azifa. That's like a, you know, really blasting. Hey, you guys wanted meat? You're going to get sick of it. And how long did it last? 30 days. That's correct. Who quoted that Yerushalmi?
Steinsaltz.
Excellent. Very good. Excellent. Good, thank you. That's the one I had in mind. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here, Rabotai. There will be no share next week.